George Asteri, narrator.
This is From Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. This guy Curly sounds like a son of a bitch to me. I don't like mean little guys.
He got married a couple of weeks ago, said the swamper. Wife lives over in the boss's house. Seems like Curly is cockier than ever since he got married.
George grunted. Maybe showing off for his wife. The swamper warmed to his gossip.
You seen that glove on his left hand?
Yeah, I seen it.
Well, that glove's full of Vaseline.
Vaseline? What the hell for?
Well, I tell you what. Curly says he's keeping that hand soft for his wife.
George studied the cards absorbedly. That's a dirty thing to tell around, he said.
This is from A World of Light by Floyd Skloot. More than 15 years have passed, and I remain totally disabled. The brain damage caused my IQ to diminish by almost 20%, though I've relearned to read and write, and just recently have begun to walk again without a cane. Surely the most significant advance has been to embrace fundamental changes in who I am, how I work and live, and what is important to me. I know that we all live in a shattered world. I'm not alone in this. For some, the shattering works from the outside in. For others, as for me, the shattering works from the inside out. I must abandon the impulse for order. When perception is in tatters and time sundered, it's hopeless to seek coherence. I have learned to savor the fragments themselves and to live in the moment. The irony being, most people struggle as they attempt to live in the moment. For me, it's my world.
This is from The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. The old man's hour had come. With a loud yell, I threw open the lantern and leaped into the room. He shrieked once. Once only. In an instant, I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him. I then smiled gaily to find the deed so far done. But for many minutes, the heart beat on with a muffled sound. This, however, did not vex me. It would not be heard through the wall. At length, it ceased. The old man was dead. I removed the bed and examined the corpse. Yes, he was stone dead. I placed my hand upon the heart and held it there many minutes. There was no pulsation. He was stone dead. His eye would trouble me no more.